بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد وعن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال له لقد أوتيت مزمارا من مزامير آل داود متفق عليه. This hadith, we discussed it quite a bit in length. There were a few aspects that remain. Amongst the Sahaba, there were certain Sahaba, for example, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that was known as Tarjumanul Quran, and that was known as Hibrul Ummah, because of the very, very deep insight and knowledge of the Quran which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with. Interestingly, this was a result of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu particularly was of a very young age at the time of the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet we find that in the zamana and period of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu would include him amongst his Majlis Ashura. In other words, the inner council from whom Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu would take counsel and advice from. Obviously, those were elderly people, senior people. Amongst them, a position was given to Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu. This is part of this chapter which we are discussing, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah yarfa'u bihadha al-kitabi aqwaman wa yada'u bihi akharin." Through this Quran, Allah will elevate some people, and others, out of their turning their backs on the Quran, Allah will disgrace them and humiliate them. So one example was Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, of those who were elevated because of the Quran. So the senior Sahaba that were part of the inner council of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they said, "Kayfa tudkhil hadha shabab ma'ana walana abna'un mithlahu." They said to Umar radiallahu anhu that this youngster, how is it that you include him amongst us when we've got children that are his age? At that time, to demonstrate the deep insight and knowledge which Allah Ta'ala had blessed Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma with of the Quran, Umar radiallahu anhu posed a question to them, that what do you people have to say about Surah Fatah? إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. Literal translation, that when the help of Allah and victory comes and you see people entering into the deen of Islam in flocks, and what must you do? فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. Make tasbih of Allah, glorify Allah, seek the forgiveness of Allah, because Allah is very, very forgiving. So they said that this is an injunction and an order of Allah Ta'ala, that إِذَا فُتِحَ عَلَيْنَا نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ, that when Allah gives us victory, then we must make tasbih of Allah and make istighfar. Then he turned to Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma and said that what is the meaning of this verse? So he said, in this verse Allah is informing that the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come near. Because what was the maqsad and mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Hidayat, Islam to spread. So Allah is informing, O my Nabi, the culmination of your mission and with that your sojourn on this earth is now drawing near. So now make tasbih, glorify Allah and make istighfar. This is why Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab rahmatullah alayhi, amongst his malfuzat, it is mentioned that he said, "Har amal ke ikhtitam," every action should be culminated or completed, he said, with two things: اعترافُ التقصير وخوفُ الرد. One is the acknowledgement that I did not fulfill the haqq of this amal. So I have to make istighfar, ask Allah for forgiveness. And the second is khawful rad, the fear that Allah will have rejected this amal. In other words, not to become complacent over what you did. So for we, this type of advice, Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahab rahmatullahi would have gleaned from such verses in the Quran, that Rasulullah is told at the end of your mission, make istighfar. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. But nevertheless, to demonstrate this deep insight that of the knowledge of Quran which Allah had blessed Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma with, the cousin of Rasulullah, Umar had posed this question to show the senior members of his inner council why such a youngster is being presented. What was this the result of? This was the result of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he would go to make istinja at the time of tahajjud, Abdullah bin Abbas specially would go out of his way to make the khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he would place the water for his wudu. So once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, and not just, look at the spiritual maturity of a child. He was about 7 or 8 years of age. Child is making khidmat of a senior person, he will inform. Abdullah bin Abbas didn't even inform. Quietly he would place the water and go away. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to inquire, who placed this water here? And we find that as a result of that, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam placed his hand on the chest of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, and he made dua for him. Allahumma faqqihhu fid deen wa'allimhu ta'wil. That, O Allah, give him the special faqahat and understanding of deen, wa'allimhu ta'wil, and teach him the wisdom of the Qur'an. In other words, the deep meaning behind revelation, allimhu ta'wil. This is why it's mentioned about Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu also, and mentioned about Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu. Among sahaba, that Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, there is no verse in the Qur'an, but I know when it was revealed, in what condition it was revealed, what season it was revealed, whether it was winter, whether it was summer, whether it was autumn, whether it was spring, where Rasulullah was my Nabi standing, was he sitting, was he mounted on a camel, what was his condition, what was the meaning behind the revelation of the verse. There is not a single verse in the Quran but that I know this. The reason I am mentioning this is that there were certain aspects in which certain sahaba excelled. In this particular hadith that we are currently discussing, like I said, we dealt quite a bit with it already. What aspect is highlighted? Reciting the Quran in a melodious and beautiful voice. This is something encouraged in our Shariat. First, it's wajib, compulsory to learn to read the Quran with tajweed. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Allah commands us. And over and above that, beautifying it with your voice, learning, making effort to read the Quran in a manner that others will be attracted to that revelation. Allah's khashiyat and fear comes in the heart when you listen to that Quran. This is something our Shariat encourages. Not just encourages, it is highly preferable. And among sahaba, certain sahaba were known for having a very, very beautiful and melodious voice. In fact, it is mentioned about Abu Musa Ashari radiallahu anhu, that the women and children of Medina would gather on their rooftops at night to listen to his Quran, the manner in which he would recite Quran. So we find in this hadith also, an Abi Musa Ashari radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala lahu, that he narrates that Rasulullah said to him, that لَقَدْ أُوْتِيْتَ. As I mentioned, not you have, you were given. Somebody reciting Quran beautifully, it's not his kamal and achievement, this is from Allah. Allah blessed him with this ability. Allah gave you, لَقَدْ أُوْتِيْتَ مِزْمَارًا مِنْ مَزَامِيرِ آلِ دَاوُودِ, a flute from the flutes of the descendants of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam. The reference to Dawood alayhi salam, as we mentioned previously, the Quran attests to the beautiful voice which he was given. that the birds, the mountains, they also would make tasbih. Miraculously, this was one of the mu'jizat of Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salam. Ya jibal, awwi bi ma'ahu wa tayr. As we find in the Quran, it is mentioned three places, that the mountains and that the birds would make tasbih together with Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salam. The effect of when he would make tasbih of Allah, zikr of Allah, and the effect of when he would recite the zabur that was revealed upon Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, you also Abu Musa, you were given a flute from the flutes of the descendants of Dawud alayhi salam. As we mentioned previously, one point we need to bear in mind, that flute here doesn't mean literally the musical flute. Because to recite the Quran melodiously, beautifully, beautified with your voice is desired in Shariat, but we are cautioned, don't sing the Quran. Don't make it into a song, like a love song. Don't imitate the ways of the people of Batil, that they form musical intonations, and to try and copy that into the recitation of Quran. That is not what it meant by beautifying the Quran with your voice. In fact, there is a clear prohibition with regards to that. That we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cautioned us from such a practice. So mizmar here, what is it? The Arabs used to use this word metaphorically to refer to someone who had a melodious voice. In the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "Law ra'aytani wa ana astami'u li qira'atika al-bariha." O Abu Musa, if only you could see. Look at how beautifully Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would encourage sahaba, how he would give them himmat. He said, "If only you could see how attentively I was listening to your Quran last night." Abu Musa probably was reading Quran in tahajjud in a raised voice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happened to hear this, and he said, "I was listening very, very attentively." Like I said, the women and children of Medina Munawwara would stand on their rooftops to listen to the Quran of Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu an. Allah listens. What more ni'mat and bounty do we want? Allah himself, it comes in one riwayat that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Musa, recite the Quran. So Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Ya Rasulullah, aqra'u alayka wa alayka unzil." I must read the Quran to you. When the Quran was revealed to you, you are sahib al-Quran. How can I read and you listen? I should be listening to your Quran. So what does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to him? He says, "Oh Abu Musa, Jibreel has come and informed me to ask you to read the Quran. Jibreel has told me to ask you to read the Quran and that I should listen to your Quran." So then Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's so shaken by this, so awestruck by this. He says, "Awasamma lilaka Jibreel?" He says, "Ya Rasulullah, did Jibreel take my name? Did Jibreel take my name and say that I must read the Quran, and that, in other words, the malaika also will listen?" So faqala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Wa dhakaraka rabbul alamin." O Abu Musa, you are asking about Jibreel. Allah himself has mentioned you. So such was the acceptance of the manner in which the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite the Quran. We find that it is mentioned, very famous virtue which in our tabligh circles is very often mentioned, وَمَجْتَمَا قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِّن بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ إِلَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةُ وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةُ وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَذَكَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَى. That no group of people will gather in any of the houses of Allah reciting the Quran, يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ, and learning and teaching one another the Qur'an. In other words, the halqa of ta'aleem, the halqa of the learning of the Qur'an and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِلَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةُ, except that sakina will descend upon them, Allah's mercy will rain down upon them, Allah's malaika will throng around them, and then Allah speaks about them. In other words, Allah is listening to you. Allah is not just, Allah is boasting about you. So what more do we want that when we are reading Quran, we are being mentioned in the court of Allah. Dhakarakumullahu fi man inda. And here Abu Musa Ashari radiallahu anhu is also told, you were talking about Jibreel, Allah has mentioned you. So such is the maqam and status and position that is associated with the Quran. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanAllah.